Good morning. Today is August 26th, and this is OKOK on our news for our kids. Today's promise is that God is holy. God said, "You must be holy because I, the Lord your God, am holy." That's Leviticus 19, verse 2. God is holy. His holiness separates him completely from sin. The Bible tells us that we must be holy, but how can we be holy when we still have our sinful nature? Some people would have us think that we have to try really hard to live a certain way or do certain things, and then we can be classified as holy. However, to try to attain holiness is an impossible task. Instead, the Bible tells us that we become holy in God's eyes because of what Christ has done. For example, quote, "He made you holy by means of Christ Jesus," 1 Corinthians. "God loved us and chose us in Christ to be holy and without fault in his eyes," Ephesians. "He's done this through his death on the cross. You are holy and blameless as you stand before him without a single fault." And that's Colossians. So we mustn't get caught up in thinking that we have to work hard to be holy. God has made us holy. Pray that your children will accept this truth and live out their faith in holiness before God. Please join me in today's prayer. Thank you, Lord, for your holiness. You are perfect, not prone to sin or error. That gives us great peace, and I pray that you will give my children an awesome sense of your holiness, too. I pray that he will know that your holiness makes everything else you do completely perfect. You say that we need to be holy as you are holy. I pray, Lord, that you will help my child to grow in holiness. Help him not to get caught up in believing that he has to live a guilt-ridden life of concern and worry over do's and don'ts in order to be holy. I pray that he will instead trust that you already see him as holy and that your work in his life will help him to mature in that holiness. We ask it in your name, Lord. Amen.